T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's impossible to explain the satisfaction, actually the joy, I've experienced being a Giant. From the very first moment, I did it my way. I couldn't be someone other than who I am. Undoubtedly, I would have made the fans, the media, even the front office more comfortable if I was a more rah-rah guy. But that's not me. Ultimately, I choose to believe that my teammates and the fans learned to appreciate that. They knew what they got was pure, unadulterated Eli.
Eli Manning it doing his way. A little honor to Frank Sinatra there. My way in the Big Apple. Eli Manning officially retiring today. Of course, the big question with Eli, does he belong in the Hall of Fame? Well, don't take it from us. Take it from his brother, one of the greatest to ever do it, Peyton Manning.
As I was telling somebody, I mean, you're sitting around at the dinner table with some people, and they kind of say, hey, what have you been doing, you know, these past few years? And, you know, guys can talk about different things they're doing. And Eli can say, well, I don't know. I just, you know, me and Bart Starr and Joe Montana and Tom Brady and Terry Bradshaw, the only people ever to win more than two Super Bowl MVPs, that kind of ends the conversation. You don't really feel like talking about your, you know, big real estate deal that you just landed. It's sort of a, you know, whatever the, I don't really know how to drop a mic. Nobody really taught me, but that's kind of a mic drop moment, I guess, wouldn't you say? So I have strong feelings on it, not really just as his brother, but just as an NFL quarterback.
It sounds like Peyton Manning knows exactly how to drop the mic and drop the mic a little bit with that conversation piece. Does Eli belong in the Hall of Fame? Well, count Peyton Manning as a hard yes.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's one of 12 quarterbacks. I mean, one of 12 quarterbacks to which, what was it? It's one of five to win the Super Bowl MVP twice.
Uh-huh.
And golly, what was the other one? The one of 12. Nonetheless, what he's done is statistically is absolutely amazing. Top 10 statistically, the two Super Bowl MVPs. He's a number one overall pick. Resurrected a franchise. I mean, the resume. After I dug into it, when I heard about it yesterday, I just thought, you know, we'll just chop it up a little bit about Eli. It just kind of dropped. And then when you really look into it, what the guy's been able to do and the names that are on the list of individuals that have accomplished similar things, it's a no-brainer. It's 12 quarterbacks have won multiple Super Bowls. That's what it was. 12 quarterbacks have won multiple Super Bowls. 5 quarterbacks have won 2 Super Bowl MVPs. I mean, these are all times.
Right.
These are of all time. Like, how do you leave a guy that's one of 5 quarterbacks to have won 2 Super Bowl MVPs? How do you leave that guy out of the Hall of Fame? That's my question. I'm not telling you should. I'm asking you, how do you leave that guy out of the Hall of Fame?
You don't. You don't is my answer.
This game's been around as long as it's been around, and this guy's one of 5 quarterbacks to do something. How do you leave him out? One of 12 to win multiple Super Bowls. How do you leave that guy out? 12 quarterbacks in your league's history. How do you leave him out?
Yeah.
It's not about, to me, with Eli, it's not about why do you put him in, right? It's about how the hell do you leave him out? A lot of guys can give you a list of 50 things of why they should be in the league. I mean, in the Hall of Fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Eli, it's hard to do. 16 years. Wade Smith said it yesterday. 4-time Pro Bowler. He was never
the greatest at his position, you know?
I don't know at any one point in time in the season you went, man, I'm doing a draft today. Give me Eli,
exactly.
Man. He's the best. But when you look at it, they may be small sample sizes relative to a 16-year career. He had a big moment twice in the Super Bowl and didn't do much in between, maybe, if you're of that group. But those two big moments are so – I mean, so few people have done it that you can't ignore it. And when it's all said and done, Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too. I find it comical. It's really even a conversation. It's a Hall of Fame. Eli Manning deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, yes, for the accolades. Even like if people criticize the name value of it, but yes, that does matter. The Manning name does resonate in the world of football. To me, he doesn't belong in the conversation of the all-time greats to play the position, but a Hall of Famer, yes, absolutely. Peyton Manning also has another cut here about, you know, you can't dismiss those two Super Bowl wins. Those two Super Bowl wins are huge, but also the fact who they were playing in those Super Bowls.
You're going to say I'm biased or whatnot, but as an NFL quarterback, I'm pretty fair and diplomatic, I think. And so, answering the bell, starting 230 consecutive games and being sixth in touchdowns and yards, I mean, there's more to it than what he just did in those incredible Super Bowl runs. But, you know, when you beat the two-headed monster, as I've always called it, when you beat Belichick and Brady, you know you have to score points to beat Tom Brady. You know you have to play against this great defensive mind, the best defensive mind in Bill Belichick. To do it twice, to do it in the Super Bowl, to do it on a two-minute drill at the end, you can't just move on from that right away. You have to spend a lot of time talking about that.
I think that helps Eli's case, too, like the cachet of it, like the popularity, yeah, of being able to do that, too, in the dream season. The Patriots were nearly the first team since the 72 Dolphins to have a perfect season. Who was the man who broke that? It was Eli Manning and the New York Giants. We're talking about the Hall of Fame. Emphasis on fame. That's one of the most famous Super Bowls ever because, yeah, Eli Manning's heroics, because they beat the New England Patriots, and they ended the perfect season. So, yes, those two Super Bowl wins, it helps a ton that it was against Brady and Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, the moments. I'm trying to think of how we should couch Eli Manning's. Because again, it's not a Hall of Fame career. It's Hall of Fame moments, right? I mean, there's just moments that are going to go down in the NFL history, and he's going to be mentioned and alluded to in a group of individuals that played the quarterback position at the highest level. And you, there's no way you leave him out. I don't know any other way to put it than there's just no way you leave him out. When you look at slaying the giant, Brady and Belichick, that you just heard Peyton Manning talk about. Those are huge moments. So it wasn't just two Super Bowls. It was two Super Bowls in a time when there was is there a bigger dynasty in all of sports than what New England's been able to do?
Not in recent memory. No.
I mean, is there anybody even close? Like the runs that they've been able to make?
The NFL, yeah.
The
Celtics, the NBA Celtics, yeah, in the 60s, they won like 8 straight.
That's
and
not
11
recent
out of 12.
Memory, though.
Okay, so way back then, like if you were the quarterback that in that situation that took two Super Bowls from those Giants, you'd still be talking about it today.
Right, and it's a different era, right? I mean, the New England Patriots in the salary cap era, there's never going to be a greater dynasty in the NFL because Bill O'Brien talks about it all the time, and we ridicule it and we mock it, but it's true. The NFL is built to be an 8-8 league. There's a reason that the worst teams in the NFL play the worst strength of schedule in the NFL, playing the fourth place teams in all the other divisions. There's a reason they get those first picks. They want parity. They've tried to create parity, and the NFL's done a great job to create parity. So, yes, the Patriots are the greatest dynasty in the salary cap era, and Eli Manning is the one who slayed that dragon, slayed the two-headed monster, like Peyton Manning said, not once, but twice,
yeah,
in the biggest game of them all.
Yeah, so it's we're bullet pointing a list of all the reasons why I almost feel silly having this conversation.
you brought up a good point earlier too about the fact that he was a first round draft pick and such an early draft pick. Now of course he demanded the trade and got out of San Diego, didn't want to play there for the reasons that, you know, whatever reasons Eli and the Manning family had, but he still went to a bad team in New York, and Peyton, his brother, Eli's brother, thinks that helps Eli Manning's case for the Hall.
Look, when you're the first pick of the draft, you're going to a bad team. You're going to a team, like I said, that has earned that number one pick. The Colts had earned it when they picked me, and the Giants had earned it when they picked him. So it's not going to be rosy and easy right away, but you kind of handle those bumps and bruises, and you hope that turns into something worthwhile. And that's what happened. The Giants, it was tough early, but then just right in his fourth season, they made this incredible playoff run.
And it wasn't tough that long. I mean, Eli Manning's rookie year, he was splitting time with Kurt Warner. They weren't good that season. But then Eli, when he took over as the full-time starter in his second season in 05, they had 8 straight seasons without a losing record. They had multiple division titles. Yeah. They had multiple double-digit wins. So he kind of righted that ship pretty quick in New York.
You know, yeah, look, there was, when you take, like Peyton said, when you're a number one pick, there's a reason why that team's picking you number one. They earned that spot, and they earned it by being bad. And so you got a lot of adversity to overcome. So again, notch on his belt for overcoming that right there. I think we talked about it yesterday, JB. I don't know if you heard us talking about it or not, but it was one of those things where I think Eli's 117-117 as a starter or something like that, right? He's 500. And somebody, one of the listeners, either called in or texted in and alluded to Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Namath is, I mean, it's the statistics, win-loss, interception, touchdown ratio, they don't scream Hall of Fame at you.
A lot of guys in the past had more picks than touchdowns in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it's one of those deals where we can talk about, and I think it's a good conversation about, you know, there's a lot popping up right now on the text line of if you put somebody else in there, could they have won those games? I don't, talent wise, probably so. I mean, there's a lot of guys that strap on cleats every Sunday that can make the throws that Eli Manning can make. But when you talk about the intangibles of playing the position, the intangible of being able to take over an organization that's a losing organization and right that ship to the point of where you win Super Bowls, multiple Super Bowls, I don't think anybody can do that. So when I'm asked that question, can anybody have made those throws? Sure. Some of those throws, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Hell, a lot of them I can make right now at 42. But truth be told, there's a lot more to playing the quarterback position than making a few throws. I don't think that anybody could have stepped in, just anybody could have stepped into the shoes that Eli Manning stepped into in New York and led that organization to two Super Bowls. No, I do not think that anybody could do that.
Listening to Peyton Manning talk makes me wish that ESPN would go hard after him for Monday Night Football. I would love Peyton Manning on Monday Night Football. I love everything that he does. He's really good at football, and he's also really good in the entertainment business. I think he'd be great in that spot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.